Welcome to the Joy Reveals podcast, where you'll learn about mind and health hacks, travel and business tips, and ideas on how to become the best version of yourself. Now here's your host, Joy Packard. Let's see what she's going to be revealing today.
Hello, everybody. This is Joy Packard. Welcome again to the Joy Reveals podcast. We are so happy that you are continuing to join us. If this is your first time, really welcome, and we are so happy that you have found us in whatever way it was, whether it was a friend that was sharing this with you or finding it on Google with a search or something like that. Either way, we're so happy you're here, and we invite you also to be able to, you know, share this as well with your friends and with those around you, as well as leave us a review. We would highly appreciate that. It gets the show ranked, it gets it found faster and sooner, and it helps me to spread the messages that I have with the world. Today's topic, I was going to talk to you about something that's been on my mind lately, and that's what I do a lot, is I have a lot of things that are happening, and I have lessons that I'm learning from them, and I love to share them with you. And so today, I'm going to call this particular episode, You Can Find Perfect in Every Day. I know every day we try to strive and, you know, reach our goals, whether that's physically, and, you know, every morning I try and work out, and sometimes I get to it, and there's sometimes that I don't. And sometimes whenever I, you know, go through my day, I start my morning, and then that workout doesn't quite get in there. I used to kind of beat myself up. I used to think, you know, I didn't get that workout in, and therefore everything else throughout the day is just a flop. When in reality, there were so many other important things that I had to do maybe that day, such as give my attention to one of my children that might have needed it, you know, help somebody along the way, whether it's a phone call or whatever it is. There are some things throughout the day that took over. I was listening to a conference. I can't remember exactly when, maybe it was a few months ago. And the topic that somebody was talking about was you can find perfect every day. And I thought about that for a long time. We strive every day, like I say, to do the best that we can. And we try and, you know, accomplish those things, check off the list, the things that are on them, and try to do the best that we can. And we may have 3 things on that list or 10 things. And we need to realize that if we do even, you know, 1, we shouldn't say, oh, I didn't get the other 19 done. You know, when I first got married, my husband and I made this list that we wanted to do together every single day. As we look back at it, we, you know, now we've been married almost 33 and a half years, and we chuckle about it because we made this list and it was literally like 20 things long. Read from a good book, pray every day, exercise, cook healthy, and, you know, just on and on and on and on. And I remember one time we hit 15 of those 20 goals. And at the end of the day, we said, oh, you know, we only hit 15. And we just chuckled about it because we're like, wow, you know, even if we got maybe 1 or 2 things done on that list, we're doing really good. You know, if we are going forward and taking action every single day, that is huge. And we need to realize that we can find perfect every day. And what I mean by that also is, if we are looking for the bad or the negative or the things that we didn't do, and for example, we may look in the mirror, and, you know, I'm to blame for this as well, but many of us every day, you know, when we're getting ready for the day, we look in the mirror and we think, oh, you know, I'm too big, I'm too small, I'm too tall, I'm too short, I wish my eyes were blue and not brown, I wish my hair was highlighted, and so forth. And we are, you know, somehow we are programmed to look for the bad or the negative of something, especially about ourselves. You know, we are critiquing, and that's the first thing that we look for. So whenever I was doing that checklist with my husband, and even today, as I go throughout my day, I am trying to make a better habit of finding the perfect in every day and finding the good. And so, for example, we may have had the most terrible day ever, you know, but if we look at the end of the day and say, but what was good? I remember having this conversation with my husband one time, and he was having a bad day. You know, he was like, oh, you know, this was happening at work, and this person did this, and everything was tumbling down, and it was just terrible. And after I let him vent a little bit, I said, "Sweetheart, but what was good? What was perfect about your day?" And he looked at me and stopped and said, "Thank you. Thank you for helping me turn around." And then he started listing all the things and lit up and said, "Well, I was able to go on a date with you, and I was able to take a 20-minute nap. I have a house to live in. I have a bed to sleep in." Suddenly, what was such a horrible day turned into so much of a better day. You know, if we train our brain, train ourselves to find the perfect in our day, it's interesting how our heart just starts to open up, how our soul just becomes happier. We're able to smile more. So the next time that you are having such a terrible day and are feeling like the world is crashing down on you, and believe me, I have those days, you have those days, everybody has those days. Nobody is exempt. We all have those days. In fact, this morning, I was calling one of the suppliers for my son's diabetic supplies, and you know, they were saying that they could send me a return label, and they had to do it by mail, and it, you know, for me to return these products that were late. And, you know, they charge our credit card, and I'm just trying to get it back on there. And it's literally taking 2 weeks for them to mail me a shipping label, a return label. So I got a little bit worked up about it. And when I got off the phone call, I started thinking, you know, but I'm just so grateful that my son has access to this amazing technology, such as his insulin pump, that allows him, you know, to eat a little more normal and to be a little more normal as far as living his life. And suddenly, you know, it started turning around about what I was so frustrated about. So the next time you're having a terrible day, or you think you're having a terrible day, pause, stop, and think, and, you know, meditate and really think about, but what was perfect in my day today? I hope this has helped you to, you know, think about those things and to maybe help turn your day around and make it a little bit better, because let's face it, you know, every single day we're probably going to have something that either frustrates us or that doesn't go our way or that upsets us. But if we would, you know, train ourselves to say, but what was perfect today? I think it would really help us to turn our day around. Thanks for listening. I hope to see you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in. We value our listeners. To access all of the links and resources mentioned in today's show, head over to www.joyreveals.com. That's www.joyreveals.com.